The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about mackerel. Is that right? That's what's in front of us?
Yeah.
The tin gives it away.
I know. Mm. You know, it is one of the unsung heroes of the Irish Sea. It is so seasonal at this time of year. It's probably, we undereat it. And like, I just think it's gorgeous. And you said something a couple of weeks ago. We were having a chat and all of a sudden you said, and I had three tins of... Was it sardines?
Yeah, sardines. Three tins of sardines that week.
And it kind of passed me by. And I was driving home that evening and I went, he had three tins of sardines. And I had so many questions for you. All in one sitting. Were they all the same flavour? Did you eat them all?
They were all in tomato sauce. No, one of them wasn't. One of them was in maybe like an olive oil.
Okay.
And two of them in tomato sauce, yeah.
All in one go.
And I ate them all. I know I've said to you before, I love the tomato sauce ones with Philadelphia on toast. But I ate all three just straight out of the... tin with a teaspoon.
With a teaspoon?
Yeah.
Like no bread, no crackers?
No, anything. Just straight out of the tin with a teaspoon.
Well, listen, I am.
And I have no regrets.
No, I know you don't. You see, you love tin fish.
I love tin
and
fish.
And particularly the mackerel and the sardines. And look, I suppose that's what we're going to do today. We're going to have a look at how we can eat it tinned, how we can eat it smoked and fresh.
Okay.
Obviously, this is the time of year for fresh. But from a nutritional perspective, it is a little... powerhouse, and we're missing a trick by not eating more of it. Like Bord Ishiguara, INDI, Irish Heart Foundation will tell you that two portions of fish a week is what you need to reduce kind of heart disease, one of those being oily fish. So herring, mackerel, you know, it's a perfect one to fit in there. In terms of why, I suppose it has, per 100 grams, there's over 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. And it's the good omega-3s. It's the EPA, the DHA. It's
okay.
The good stuff that you want. So you're reducing your risk of inflammation, reducing your risk of heart disease. About 100 grams of mackerel will give you 24 grams of protein.
Really?
For all of us who are, you know, out there, everybody's looking for protein these days.
Yeah.
More protein. It's like, and particularly breakfast time or lunchtime, like that's a winner. Or you want a sustainable, quick, cheap meal. Then you go to your tin for that. So I just, there's so much potential with it. I love it.
And what are the stocks like in Ireland? See, I remember there used to be these stories down around kind of, not far from your part of the world, down around Hook Head, like people would kind of come running into the pub, the mackerel are in, and everyone would kind of tear off to these rocks around Slade and Hook Head and be pulling fish out of the sea with their bare
hands.
That's it.
And it's this time of year. So they're what we call pelagic fish. So they swim kind of mid-water, about 200 metres under the sea. Normally they're out and about. And then this time of year they start coming in. So
okay.
This is why we can catch them with, you know, line and net and all of that good stuff. The trawlers will go out with the big nets. Like I said, it's here. It's on our shores. We should eat it.
So what have we got in front of us?
We've got three dishes. So we're going to focus on the tinned mackerel.
Okay.
The smoked mackerel and the fresh mackerel.
Right.
I'm trying to think where I'm going to start you. Let's start with the tinned.
Okay.
Okay. And actually, you know what? Before you do that, I'm going to pass you over these two, right?
Lovely.
Supermarket, ran into the supermarket, did a quick little grab, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you notice?
I notice one is bigger than the other.
Which would you have grabbed?
I probably would have grabbed this blue one.
Would you?
Yeah. Beechwood smoked. I like the idea of anything smoked.
You know what? I'm an absolute sucker for marketing and packaging and branding and all the artwork. And I would have immediately grabbed the other one that's a
the
bit
other
goldy.
One?
Yeah. Because there was a gold, there was an orange, and there was kind of a blue. They come in a range of three.
Norwegian flag on it.
That's why. I know.
Little Irish.
Boom.
I'm a patriot. You're not.
No, but that's what stopped me in my tracks. And so just when you're in the supermarket, get the Irish one. Don't fall for the imported ones. We don't need to. We have enough of the Irish mackerel here that we can do it.
Okay.
First dish, my friend,
yes.
is using spicy tomato mackerel from a tin. Okay.
Okay.
This is gochugang noodles. Now, we've had this before, and I know you don't love too much spice, so I have toned it down, right? But mackerel is one of those fish that is, even in comparison to sardines, sardines kind of have a slightly more assertive, robust, bigger flavour. Mackerel kind of has a softer, butterier flavour, which is really, really nice.
Mm.
I tried to create dishes this week that are, they use a couple of supermarket sheets. They're easy, but then you're being clever about how you do them. This is bought, pre-cooked udon noodles, U-D-O-N. So these are the fat, big, kind of noodles, okay? They're already cooked. So in my pan, I put a big dollop of butter, tablespoon of butter, into that. Weeks ago, we spoke about these two Korean ingredients, samjang and gochugang.
Yeah.
Samjang is this fermented miso paste. So yeah, umami. It's going to make anything. Doesn't matter if you're making scrambled eggs to a butter that you're putting on toast. It's going to make everything taste amazing. Tablespoon or teaspoon of that. I put in about half a teaspoon of the gochugang paste, which is the spicy chili paste. Grated in one clove of garlic. Toss that all around. Little splash of water in there. So the butter kind of brings it all together. Yeah. It rounds out the spice a little bit. And then I opened the tin of mackerel in the tomato sauce and tossed it in.
That's it?
That's it.
So the tin one was tinned in tomato sauce?
Tinned in tomato sauce. So you're getting the tomato-iness. So you're saving yourself like opening a jar of passata.
Sorry, so the pre-cooked noodles.
Yep.
Garlic, the gochugang, and then the mackerel, basically.
Yeah, and the butter.
That's it, and the butter.
The butter. The butter kind of brings that sauce to it. Isn't it just delicious?
Great.
Like, for like that is a five-minute lunch that you can do absolutely
so
anywhere.
Good.
And you can eat it kind of really warm, or you can have it a little bit chilled, and I serve just a little bit of coriander. Okay, my next one is my fresh
okay.
mackerel. Now.
Straight off the boat.
Straight off the supermarket shelf, unfortunately. Not shelf.
And then it came off a boat.
The fishmonger counter. And you know, I did that purposely. We have an amazing fishmonger down in Waterford, Billy Burke's. They're in Waterford City. Like, even for you in Kilkenny, to take a trip down and stock up on fish, like, my God, it's just absolutely fabulous. But I went to my local supermarket and we had a chat with the girl at the counter. And I said, when this come in? She said, they come in fresh every morning. I said, give me a look at it. And we opened it up, right? It was butterfly.
All right.
So head off, tail off, guts out, back, bone, spine taken out. So it was the two fillets, butterfly, like held together.
Yeah.
And she looked and I looked and we both nodded. And she went, do you see that flesh? It's a paler colour. It's almost buttery. It was creamy.
Mm.
She was like, it's perfect. It was no big fishy smell off it. Like, beautiful.
Yeah.
So brought it home. Again, a little bit of oil on the pan. Get my pan nice and hot. Skin side down. And I just put my fish slicer spatula on top just to hold it down. About 3 minutes on the skin side down. Then the last 30 seconds, flipped it over and finished it off. Now, what I've served that with is labneh and a Mediterranean oil. What do you think?
It's delicious.
Isn't it?
I love the texture of the mackerel, of the fresh mackerel.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I did have two fillets. I ate one straight off the pan. I'm not going to
really?
Give you. So I was going to give you two, but I had one and you
well, I love
one.
The crunch of the skin.
It's lovely.
It's really nice. And but I do. It's not flaky. I don't know. What? How did you describe buttery? Or?
Yeah. And look, I suppose obviously it has come off the pan. It hasn't immediately come off the pan. If it immediately come off the pan, it would be literally, I mean, you just push it and it would flake away. It would be so tender. Whereas this has obviously just been cooked with it just a couple of minutes, I suppose, or a little while. So in terms of labneh, we spoke about labneh last week with our potatoes and I got a massive reaction. To go back over it. What is it? Tell me again what it is. So it's basically yogurt. So we're getting in our protein again. You can use a skyr yogurt, a natural yogurt, a Greek yogurt. You drain it out through a sieve or through a J cloth, right?
Yeah.
And all that liquid drains off and you get what, you just said it there, you eat it with cream cheese. It's like a cream cheese, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that sits on the bottom. So that rich creaminess goes with the kind of the lovely mackerel. And then on top of that is a little bit of sea salt, a little bit of olive oil. And then this is... It was almost like a viral trend on social media recently. It's they call it like a bread dipping oil. Okay, so it is olive oil, tiny little balsamic, chopped up red and green, not red and green, green and black olives, red sun-dried tomatoes, and then there is go to your spice press and there is thyme, oregano, basil and rosemary.
Mm.
And that's the oil. Warm it up just a little bit, infuse it in the microwave and then drizzle that over the fish. That with a little bit of tender steamed broccoli. Like, beautiful. Really, really lovely.
Yeah, and lots of stuff you have in the press anyway.
That's it. Yeah. So that was kind of our Mediterranean one.
Okay.
Then we had our Asian one and that was obviously the fresh mackerel. And this one is with the smoked mackerel.
Okay.
This is the one I buy all the time.
Yeah,
this is the one
smoked.
I eat the most of. I love it for breakfast. So this is Middle Eastern, Persian kind of style mackerel.
Yeah.
Again, it takes big flavours. It can take punchy, big, bright flavours. So what I did was... And again, I'm trying to just make it as easy for people as possible.
I love the pomegranate.
I love it. Pomegranate and grapefruit. I know you don't love grapefruit that much, so I only put a little bit of grapefruit in, but I love grapefruit, so I would lace it with it. It's a little bit of pomegranate, a little bit of grapefruit. I bought inside one of the supermarkets, a lot of the supermarkets, when you go in, they have a little deli section. You know, a little pre-made up little box of little salads? That's one of those grainy, herby, quinoa, couscousy style salads.
Oh, yeah.
I bought it because that's what people will do.
Yeah.
Pimp it up. Pomegranate in there. A little bit of the grapefruit in there. I had a little bit of sumac. I popped that in there. Then I chopped in a few fresh herbs that were in the garden or might be hanging around. A little bit of parsley, a little bit of dill, a little bit of chives. Put some spinach in there And then I basically flaked up the smoked mackerel and sat it on top. And it's just, it's absolutely beautiful. What is to go with it, which I have forgotten to give you, I'm so sorry, is this beautiful Herbie yogurt dip.
Oh yeah.
So this is the yogurt that I've already bought that's sitting in the fridge. Put that in a food processor, blitz it down with fresh herbs. And think of those summer herbs, chives, dill, parsley, marjoram, any of those ones that are around. And then that zingy, bright green with the smoky creamy of the mackerel. And then those kind of interesting pop.
Oh, that is nice with the dressing,
yeah. Yeah, it really adds another layer to it. Mm. That dressing, if you make it, it is like it will go any single little, you know, butterhead leafy salad that you'll have at home. Just put that on it. It will transform any salad. So it's yogurt, a little bit of olive oil, sea salt, herbs, blitz, done. Store it in. I have it in a reused washed out jam jar and just store it in the fridge. But I think it's taken our mind away from maybe the childhood of just mackerel fried on the pan and it's stinking up the house. We don't have to always rely on fresh mackerel, but I mean, it is stunning at this time of year. It really, really is. And pairing it with those Asian flavours, the Mediterranean flavours, the Middle Eastern flavours, you can do so much with it.
Yeah, absolutely delicious. What did you say you got out of the garden that went into this?
The chives.
Oh yeah.
And
our carrots have failed.
Have they?
Well, sorry, they were thriving, but do you know what? I pulled up a few.
Yeah.
And I tried to think, what has gone wrong with this? And then it was actually my mother pointed out, says, you didn't have enough soil between the carrot and the cardboard.
Ah.
So they're stunted. They're like lovely and thick, but short. Little stubby little carrots.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know.
Well, my strawberries
short
are
short and squat.
But if they're sweet and flavoursome.
They are sweet and flavoursome.
Listen, take them. They'll be absolutely delicious.
Aisling, thank you very much. So as welcome. Always, we'll talk to you at the same time next week. Aisling Larkin, TV chef and mindful eating coach, at Aisling Larkin on social media channels, and you'll find out all the information about what we have been chatting about. Like I say, we'll talk to you next week. Lots still to come today, though, on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.